welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abell. Gentlemen.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Good, Mike. How you doing?
Good. How is your spring going?
Well, it's my second allergy season now that I'm up in Michigan, so enjoying that, but good to be back at the lake for the summer.
Yeah, I bet it is. Let's move into the poem this week. We're going to talk about a drug called ticagrelor, but just by way of background, antiplatelet therapy is used for both the management of acute ischemic stroke and for the prevention of stroke. This approach, these antiplatelet therapy agents, reduce the incidence of stroke in patients at high risk for atherosclerosis and also in those with known symptomatic cerebrovascular disease. For the long-term secondary prevention of stroke in patients with a history of non-cardioembolic ischemic stroke, or TIA, or lacunar type occlusive disease, typically we use an antiplatelet agent such as clopidogrel. Studies have shown that despite evidence of benefit with short-term use in acute ischemic stroke, the drugs aspirin and clopidogrel should not be used in combination for stroke prevention, given that together they don't have any greater efficacy than either agent alone. There are other agents like ticagrelor, which work on platelets. Agents like ticagrelor is not a thenopyridine, but active against the P2Y12 receptor. It's a blocker there. It does not require metabolic conversion to an active form. What that means is that it has a much more rapid onset. And ticagrelor binds directly to this P2Y12 receptor and can more completely inhibit the platelet aggregation, much more so than, say, clopidogrel. Anyways, you found a poem. It was published in Neurology, JAMA Neurology, and it attempts to ask the question, is ticagrelor plus aspirin superior to aspirin alone in preventing death or stroke in patients with a high-risk transient ischemic attack or a recent minor ischemic stroke? So lots of information. Question is, if we add this to aspirin, is there benefit?
Yeah, this was, I think, a fairly well-conducted trial, although the caveat is this was industry-sponsored study. They had full decision-making about the conduct of the trial and even the manuscript process. So it was truly a study from the manufacturer. They enrolled over 11,000 patients who had acute neurologic symptoms, and it was either a high-risk TIA or a minor ischemic stroke. So hemorrhagic strokes were excluded. Anyone with an NIHSS score of greater than 5 out of 42, which would be a moderate to severe stroke, was excluded. So again, only minor stroke and high-risk TIA. They randomized folks within 24 hours of the onset of symptoms to either aspirin alone or aspirin plus ticagrelor. Everybody got an initial loading dose of full dose, 325 milligram aspirin, and then 75 to 100 milligrams daily, depending on what was commonly used in the country. The patients randomized to ticagrelor also got a loading dose, 180 milligrams, and then got 90 milligrams twice a day after that. Most patients did well in the 30 days of follow-up. The proportion of patients with subsequent stroke, though, was slightly lower in those getting ticagrelor, 4.8 versus 6.1%, the NNT of about 68. They also reported on a composite of death or disabling stroke. That was also slightly lower, 4 versus 4.7%, NNT of 133. Those results were statistically significant and probably clinically significant as well. The rate of strokes only resulted in disabling stroke was also lower. The ischemic strokes were lower. They also reported harms. Severe bleeding occurred more often in the ticagrelor group. The number needed to harm, though, was about 900, so much higher than the number needed to treat. This was only 30-day results, so we don't know any longer-term outcomes. So bottom line, in patients with a recent mild stroke or high-risk TIA, adding ticagrelor does result in fewer strokes over the next 30 days with an NNT of 68.
Very interesting, Mark. It is nice that they reported the harms. We don't often see that. So that's nice. And as you pointed out, the harms is much more infrequent than the benefits. But I can't help wondering why, given all the work that they must have done to put this study together, why they only followed the patients for 30 days. Is that when most of these recurrences take place?
Yeah, I think that is the highest risk interval. And we don't know. They certainly could continue to follow the patients or follow up with them. That wouldn't be terribly hard to do, and would be nice to see what 6-month or 1-year outcomes were as well.
Exactly. Thanks, Mark. We'll talk with you again next week.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.